Superintendent Jason Haas.
Good afternoon, Scottsboro High School. My name is Skylar Matkin from Susan Moore, Alabama. I'll be giving you comments for your color guard today, hoping that my comments are helpful and useful as you continue your season. I'll get back with you after you're set on the field and after the drum major salute. All right, here we go, Scottsboro. Okay, so far really nice on the stirs. As we stir and come down, make sure that we're all following the same count structure, because we all didn't come down at the same time. We didn't land at the same time. And how wide is our stirs? We want to understand, how far across the chest do we push on the initial top stir? And when is that toss? We had the twos on either ankle toss a little earlier. So when is that toss? Nice work. And then when we do that work there, we turn backfield. We had a couple of turn more end zone, so make sure we're turned the same way. Work is nicely written, but we just want to make sure that our bodies and our angles are matching like they're supposed to. And where's our angle right here? Are we at shoulder hip? We started off really nice, but we want to make sure we carry that all the way into the opener, set us up on a good foundation. Yeah, we're just not matching a lot angles when we have our flags at angles. When we had the flag above our head there waiting to do that move, all of our angles were not matching 100%. So we just want to get in that warm-up block and match those angles. Make sure they're all angled the same way, because when you're that close in formation, it's very easy to tell that our angles are not all 100% the same way. This work is nicely done. Our angles here are really well executed. So as we come forward here, I feel like our intervals here are slightly off. We're scrunched here in the middle a little bit of the form. And I think it's causing some issues with the work, because we're not all timing out the same counts because we're too close together. We've got the girl on the 30, and then the next girl seems maybe too far in, or maybe the girl on the 30 is too far out. So, and again, the ones in the middle of that, of the girl on the end and the girl of my left, your right, and the girl to my right and your left was more squished in. So look at that interval there, so you have plenty of room to do that work. I want to make sure the first group that starts this swing flag portion is up and back a couple of steps before doing the first move. Because as we up and do that first move, it's not as clean. It's not read very well. So I would stand up a couple of counts prior. And as you stand up, take a step or two back so you can have room to do that work. I like the change in color and the change in prop to help set the tone and the mood of the ballad. Yeah, on our free arms there, make sure that we don't have our elbows bent too much. A lot of that movement, our elbows were bent constantly instead of pushing out as we do the move, just like you are doing with the flag. So you want to make sure that your free arm is matching what your flag is doing. Nice ripple there. Nice job on the back scratch. Right now, where is our upper body angled? So just like a horn line, we want to make sure that we're doing that in a slide position, unless we're specifically going in the direction that we're supposed that we're changing. I think it would look better if you did that transition with your body squared to the front, because you don't want it to just be a transition to pick up the second flag, but you want it to be a part of the performance. This is really nicely done, but I still feel that the intervals between the guard is too tight together. You're going to give yourself a better perception of a larger group if you open up your forms more. And even right now, like, they're in the front, and I think on that push, because they got flags in their hand, this would be a good moment to put them in the back. And as the band's pushing forward, even stretch them out from the 30 to the 30, because you've got swing flags in your hand. That would give more color to the field. Now, this makes it easier for transition. So in terms of what you're doing and what you've been given, I mean, you're doing it pretty well. And that work, again, was a lot better than your opener work in terms of timing. Your opener work wasn't bad. We just got to continue working on timing and our angles. Where's our flag angles? Like, even right now, some girls have laid their flags down with the silk to the right, and some girls laid their flags down with the silk to the left. So we want to make sure that that even matches. So it's all little small details that also will help set you up to be more successful to begin with. Yeah, I've got one or two girls that, as you do movement, your upper body is not squared where it needs to be. So when we do movements, they're not matching, because if you're facing more the end zone instead of the front, when you do a back scratch, it's not going to look the same as everybody else that's turned and facing the front. And as we go into this 6 foot pole right now, our work is not matching. It's not in count structure like it needs to be, because we're not counting it through. I see one girl counting. I see maybe another girl. I see your mouth moving. That's great. But I need everybody to make sure that they're counting, because you got to know when your flag's down, when your flag's up. When do we do those moves? Is it a two count move? Is it a three count move? Do we put our leg out? Do we not put our leg out on that move there? Not everybody did the same leg movement. And you may have done it a little bit, but if you don't do it all the same way, it does make questions arise of, is it supposed to be there or is it not? This work here is pretty good. Down, up, down, up. You did a nice job on that count structure. On that. Feel like you could have done some AB work there with up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, and add some texture to your performance. Nice ending pose, but where's our hand? I like the idea, but where's our hand? So are we covering our face? Or is our fingers facing us, etc.? So small. I've talked a lot about little small things, but they are major things because they're being exposed. Timing-wise, we had some struggle with some work, counting that through, timing that better, and making sure that we are matching each other. The equipment change was done well. Intervals need to look at being spread out a little bit more. In some of the sets that you were in, you were too close together, and it doesn't make the work clean. If we open that up, it will help make the work a lot cleaner. I hope my comments are helpful for you and will help you in your future performance. I wish you the best of luck for your rest of your season, and appreciate the opportunity to give you some comments. Thank you.